Blog Talk Radio.
Costs for correctional facilities, or in other words, prisons, quadrupling in the past 20 years to $52 billion in the U.S. With taxpayers on the hook for much of that, is there a way you can actually make crime pay? Our next guest says, you bet. Reva Shakatai is Senior Vice President at RBC Wealth Management, and she joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Reva.
Thank you, Dennis.
So let's just go broad picture first. The U.S. is the most prison-prone country in the world, right? Tell us about that.
We have 2.3 million inmates in the state prison system, in the federal prison system, and in local jails. There is a difference between prison and jail.
Yes, it's a 1 year, but it doesn't matter. It's not diverse. Louisiana, 1 in 86 people.
1 in 86, absolutely. If you look at the country as a whole, it's 1 in 104. But if you look at both parolees and probation in addition, it's 1 in 33 people who are in the state or federal prison system.
Right. And California has 7 times as many prisoners as Iran, the entire country, does.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So there's clearly demand here. Now, most times when people think about trying to make money on prisons, they look at the publicly held prison, for-profit prison companies. You've got CXW and GEO. But you think those guys might be kind of played out. Why is that?
Well, the growth of those types of companies really happened post 9/11. When the U.S. Marshals Service and ICE, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement, got the contracts to detain immigrants. So 50% of all immigrant detainees are in the private prisons. They adopted the approach, if you build it, they will come. But there's a mismatch with the need. They have excess capacity, but it doesn't exactly fill the need of the public prison system.
Okay, but those aren't where they need to be. So if we get rid of CXW and GEO, instead, you like a couple of actual California state prison bonds. Tell us about those.
California operates just about the biggest prison system in the country. You have an occupancy rate of these prisons of 155%. The demand definitely outstrips the supply. So there's a segment of the fixed income market called lease revenue bonds. And this is a play on the municipal bond market. It's a more conservative approach to playing the prison market. A lease revenue bond that plays the prisons compared to a general obligation bond of the same maturity can yield 10 to 50% more.
A prison bond more than a regular government bond from a local government?
From a state government.
Right.
So from a California GO perspective. I'm not talking about jail bonds. Those are highly speculative. And that's where you hear about the defaults in the prison market.
I see. Now, in addition to California, are all state bonds kind of safe to look at for prison purposes? Do all state bonds pay higher than their regular general obligation bonds?
There's a couple of states that you can really look to, like California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Michigan. These are the biggest issuers of the lease revenue bonds that fund correctional facilities. So for an income-hungry investor that's looking for relative value, I think there's a huge opportunity in these bonds that are absolutely underfollowed by the market.
And they're tax-free as well,
they're
right?
They're tax-free income, absolutely.
Okay. And part of this plays into your theme. You know, your clients call you the grave dancer because you like to put money into things where the customer has little choice. You feel like cigarettes, people are addicted, gambling even has some addicts, and certainly in prison, the customers have no choice but to be customers, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no other place to go. I think that the country will stop at nothing to protect public safety. So I think that the prison market's a great place to be.
So why not profit from it? All right, thank you very much for being with us, Reva Shakatai. Appreciate it. Have a good week. Costs for correctional facilities, or in other words, prisons, quadrupling in the past 20 years to $52 billion in the U.S. With taxpayers on the hook for much of that, is there a way you can actually make crime pay? Our next guest says, you bet. Reva Shakatai is Senior Vice President at RBC Wealth Management, and she joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Reva.
Thank you, Dennis.
So let's just go broad picture first. The U.S. is the most prison-prone country in the world, right? Tell us about that.
We have 2.3 million inmates in the state prison system, in the federal prison system, and in local jails. There is a difference between prison and jail.
Yes, it's a 1 year, but it doesn't matter. It's not diverse. Louisiana, 1 in 86 people.
1 in 86, absolutely. If you look at the country as a whole, it's 1 in 104. But if you look at both parolees and probation in addition, it's 1 in 33 people who are in the state or federal prison system.
Right, and California has 7 times as many prisoners as Iran, the entire country does.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so there's clearly demand here. Now, most times when people think about trying to make money on prisons, they look at the publicly held prison, for-profit prison companies. You've got CXW and GEO. But you think those guys might be kind of played out. Why is that?
Well, the growth of those types of companies really happened post 9/11 when the U.S. Marshals Service and ICE, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement, got the contracts to detain immigrants. So 50% of all immigrant detainees are in the private prisons. They adopted the approach, if you build it, they will come. But there's a mismatch with the need. They have excess capacity, but it doesn't exactly fill the need of the public prison system.
Okay, but those aren't where they need to be. So if we get rid of CXW and GEO, instead, you like a couple of actual California state prison bonds. Tell us about those.
Section 1. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
In his slide, 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 tuned in the dinner slide,
in his 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 slide.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light, shot drop bomb. Info type triple dub, Western World ONE.com. The shot drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's, Western World ONE.com. It's a thin slide, in its 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 slide.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldOne.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Yeah, what's up, people, man? What's going on out there, real world? And it's your boy, man, Dennis Live, man, in the building. We live and direct, man. We don't even care no more. We just here. That's how we do it. Each and every Saturday, man, we here live, 4 p.m. Y'all want to call in? 347-838-9106. I need some music, man. I need some music. I need something that I can... something I can kick it on, man. That's a little tough, man. I could do that. I could do that. Okay. Man, y'all want to call in? My number is 347-838-9106. Call in. Kick with your boy. Man, today's topic, man, we talking about the crab in the barrel mentality, man. That's what we're going to talk about today, man. The crab in the barrel mentality, man. I got a clip for you guys, man. Gals, whatever you want to call yourselves, man. I want y'all to eat this clip up. I'm going to get my co-host in the building, see if he's available, man. Let's see. The wind blowing. You know, he be on boats. LB, you in the building?
I'm headed toward the boat. I'm headed toward the boat. I promise you I'm headed toward the boat.
What's going on, man? That's killing, man. Hey, man. Well, you already know, man. Today, man, we talking about the crab in the barrel mentality, man. When you hear that, man, how do you feel about that?
You know, when I don't want to see nobody make it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a player hater. I just hate, you know, I don't like seeing nobody more successful than me. And so at the end of it, I'm a crab, made. I'm in that barrel, too. I ain't never going to get out. And you ain't going to get out neither. Nah, I just play.
Dad, you put me in the middle, right?
Man, that's how some people feel. It's how they wake up in the morning, you know, just mad because somebody else came along and was able to do something different than what they did.
Wow.
You know,
something different that they didn't do, huh?
Yeah, they mad at the world, they hating, you know, they run around here, you know, I'm mad, and it's like, for what? You didn't think of it? So what? Unfortunately, what I think about it, I think it's sad. With our culture, it's sad. Now, it happens to every culture, but more often with our culture than any other culture because we haven't been taught the, you know, how to do things and how to, you know, pull somebody else along and get them there, you know. And that's the real truth. I think it's sad, though. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think more people should be willing to help, but they're not because, you know, their makeup. You know, their makeup is, you know, of that, you know, I wish it was me, you know. Steve Harvey said it the best, and I have to give him his shout-out for it. He said it the best because he said, do not take your family members to the company picnic because if you take any of your ignorant friends to the company picnic, you just may not have a job because your blessings are your blessings. And if God had wanted you to have those same blessings, he would have blessed you with those same blessings, you would have worked hard and kept the faith. You would have worked hard and kept the faith, and God would have blessed you with the same thing as well. But now there's another side to it that people don't realize either.
What's
who
that?
Blessed you?
Hmm.
Who blessed you? Because at the end of this, the devil can bless you just as much as God can bless you.
Absolutely.
The devil can bless you with all of the riches of this world. The devil can bless you with all of the riches of this world. And he'll have you actually believing that you are getting blessed by God. But all along, the devil is blessing you because as long as you keep doing what the devil's will is, not God's will, but the devil's will, then he'll keep blessing you.
Wow. So you mean to tell me that a lot of people believe in the devil, right?
We believe in two things. We believe in God and the devil. Unfortunately, we would hate to believe that we're serving the devil, but a lot of people are. More than a little bit than you know, they are serving the devil instead of God. And in their mind, they are. But as long as they keep taking, that crab, as long as they keep taking, the devil won't keep blessing them. Because I want you, the devil's whole purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. And as long as you keep trying to destroy someone else's life, then you're killing their spirit. As long as you keep stealing, you're going to destroy someone else's life. Eventually, you're going to kill off the whole spirit. And that's what they, that's what the devil wants you to do. That's
the crazy.
Whole routine of it.
That's crazy, man. So this right here, man, this could be a devil's kind of workshop type of deal here, man, the crab in the barrel. Let me tell you something, man. The crab mentality, right? I got this from Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
The crab mentality. This phrase was first coined by a writer, Nataka Roska, and Notaka, I want to say. And it's spelled N-I-N-O-T-C-H-K-A. So that's Nataka, I want to say. Roska,
mm-hmm.
Right? R-O-S-K-A. Now, R-O-S-C-A, I do apologize. Now, this is crazy, man, and it's in the reference of the phrase of the crab in the bucket, right? It describes everything that you just said. If I can't have it, neither can you. The metaphor refers to the pot, right? The crab, individual crab,
uh-huh.
They can easily get out of it, right? They can easily get out the pot, but instead they rather grab each other in a useless king of the hill competition. Think about that now. A useless king of the hill competition, which prevents anyone from escaping, ensuring that their collective dismuse is gotten in that situation, right? Now, my thing is this, man. What killed me is a writer, right? I just said the name,
mm-hmm.
Nino Taka, I want to say, is a person, and I believe that name is probably like Russian or some kind of Latin name, right? They're not black, like that, okay? Why is it that
mm-hmm.
African-Americans kind of, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, Philippines, Chinese, white, whatever, I'm just saying our people, because I can relate to us, because that's what I am. So I'm not discriminating, don't get me wrong, we love all types of people. But I'm saying, why is it that African-Americans have to take this? You know, when I Googled this and did research on this, man, it's like the crab mentality in the black community, the crab mentality in the African-American people, the crab mentality is this. I even seen one that said N-I-G-G-A-S, crabs. It wasn't this mentality. It was just saying my man went to the doctor, but still, you know what I'm saying? My point in me saying this is, why is it that we always grab something from another creed of culture and we take it and use it to our own effect? Or they study us and then start labeling us, but when it's time for us to study each other, we stalkers. We can never get ahead. That's crab in a barrel. Or we don't want to help each other see it. You see what I'm saying? And that's the sad thing to me, man. So, I mean, can you kind of give me just the question is this, man, is why is it that if a person, far as not African-American, they referenced this or they wrote this, the crab mentality, why is it that African-American people taking on this act? Why are they doing it? So did they really write this, or are they studying us, or what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, they're always studying us. They're always studying us, first and foremost. They've been studying us from day one. And unfortunately, our slave mentalities have not been broken. Somewhere along the line, during the 50s and 60s, when we gained into the 70s, we just started to break that mentality. And as we started to break that mentality and rise above and, you know, come together as one, collectively as one, the white man knew what to do, and that was to divide us. When he divided us, that took away our structure. One thing that I love about Jay-Z is because he always implements thought and fact. You know, he said the United States killed off the great. They murdered Malcolm and gave Cassius Clay the shake. Understanding that people who are boisterous and can actually unite a people, they try to either kill them off or simmer them down, where to a degree you don't even hear Farrakhan, even though Farrakhan is a powerful individual, he knows his limitation with certain issues to say, hey, we'll let you make your money, we'll let you do this, and you could be united within your nation, but you're not going to unite the nation. So we'll let you be who you are, but we're not going to let you get more powerful than the government system itself. So we have this thing because we are not educated. That's just the bottom line. It goes back to our educational system. We are not educated. Our ancestors, our mothers and fathers, whose mothers and fathers before them did not teach us about the struggle and what it took to get to a certain position. So we take a lot of things for granted. So the crabs in the barrel mentality is, and if you see it, it's, you know, you see it with a lot of entertainers. I got here. Rick Ross, he makes an album, Self-Made Millionaire. And at the end of the day, he never put out there that it took somebody like a P. Diddy. It took like somebody like a Jay-Z in order for you to get where you at. You didn't get there where you got by yourself. Somebody else pushed you along. But I know that because of education. I know that because of my own struggle. I'm not where I'm at if it wasn't for someone else. I can't go out here and brag and boast and say, hey, you know, I made it here because this is just me. I can't do that. Because I didn't make it here by myself. I didn't make it here by myself. So if I know I didn't make it here by myself, I know somebody else didn't make it here by themselves. This world, we 6 degrees of separation. They made a movie about it, 6 degrees of separation. So if there's 6 degrees of separation, somebody has to touch you in order to get where you at. But we're not educated enough in order for somebody to even tell you that. That's why the crabs in the barrel mentality is within us, because we don't even have the basic common sense to understand. And common sense, everything that's common doesn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Understand that one rule. Everything that's common doesn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Sometimes it has to be taught to you. It has to be groomed in you. It has to be raised. I had a conversation with an elderly lady yesterday, and one of the reasons why the black community is the way it is right now, the reason why we are crabs in a barrel, is because no one is at home to teach us the crab, that no one is at home to teach us and let us know you're going wrong. You're going left instead of right. Somewhere along the line, during the civil rights era, and us fighting to become more equal, we did not understand that somebody had to be at home teaching the kids. Absolutely. If the father's at work and the mother's at work, who's teaching the children? The television. If the father's at work and the mother's at work, who's teaching the children? The television. Or someone who has no business teaching the children.
That makes sense, man. I'm just telling you, go ahead, bro.
We want to knock the Arab community because, and the Muslim community, the Muslim world, we're going to the Muslim world because their women, they are deemed inferior. But their men come out to be more men. They're more united. They're more united than anything else. Because why? They have that strong backbone there to teach them what is it to be strong, what is it to be united. The mother is there to teach her. The Muslim community believes that the woman is the first teacher to the child. The first teacher to the child is the mother. For that child teaches the world. But if the mother is not there teaching the child, who's going to teach the world?
Wow.
So crabs in the barrel is a mentality that is steadily, crabs in the barrel is a mentality that is steadily being perpetuated every day because you're not educated enough. You're not taught to think otherwise. The whole mentality of family, the whole thing of family has eroded. What is family? What is the definition of family? Is it your blood type? Or is it someone who actually is saying, hey, I want to see you make it just as much as I make it, because if there's something that you don't know that I don't know, and there's something that I don't know that you don't know. But if we put these two no's together, we can have a whole lot for these no's, because what I know will help you get to where you need to get to, and what you know will help you to help me.
Right.
So crabs in a barrel is a sticky thing, but it it is a thing that we do go through. It is a thing that we do go through as a culture because we don't have enough education, and our forefathers did not teach us struggle. They didn't teach us the struggle. So that's where we're back at square one.
Wow. That's so crazy that you said that, man. So, you know what? Since you said that we back at square one, man, you know I got some clips for us, right?
Go ahead.
I got a couple clips. I'm going to play this clip, man. I want you to dissect what he's saying, right? It's like four or five clips, right? And we were just talking about what you said, Mr. Farrakhan, who knows it best, man. I love him, man. I love that man to death, man. So I want you to check it out, man. This is the first step. We're going to dissect this, and we got like three or four more to go, all right?
Okay.
Let me know what you think.
All right.
If we look at the proverbial crabs in a barrel, the crabs are trying to get up. But another crab is pulling the crab down. Well, just suppose somebody is at the top of the barrel looking at the crab, watching the drama of the crab. And suppose he or she says, come, let us deal wisely with those crabs. Let's take a few out of the barrel and put them at the top of the barrel, and let them look back down on the other struggling crab.
Go ahead, minister. Go ahead.
If we do that, it will give the other crabs the notion that they too can get out. But the crab that's at the top of the barrel didn't get out because of his own talent and ability alone. The crab got out because the master took him out and allowed him out for the master's purpose.
Wow, what you think about that?
Powerful, powerful. Words can describe that.
How do you feel?
Man, I'll say this. If I can't say anything else, I don't know who that was speaking. It sounded like Brother Farrakhan, but I don't know who. I mean, he's honest with you. Everything that that man said out of his mouth is true. Whether you are able to admit or stomach the truth is the big issue. Everything that man says is the truth. You know, you have to understand you have an individual who is very well read. And may not be just educated through an educational system, because also you have to understand he has his own school system that he teaches children as well. So you are not just educated through his own educational system that you've learned here, but he is self-educated. And that's the thing that we lack as well, is to educate ourselves. We lack the ability to educate ourselves, to pick up a book and actually read it. You know, I picked up a book the other day at a client's house that I was at, and the book was called Going From Good to Great. It's called Going From Good to Great. And when I read it, let me read you something that was put in the book.
Okay.
You can accomplish anything in life, provided that you do not mind who gets the credit. The person who said that was Harry S. Truman. So in this book here was, this book here is on the number one bestseller list. 2 million copies have been sold already. And you can learn from a dummy. That's real truth. Proof of the matter. You can learn from a dummy. You can learn two things: what to do and what not to do. But this book says why companies make the leap and others don't. Good to Great by Jim Collins. So I say that to say this: you know, it's stuff like that that you read, that you are constantly pouring into your mind. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. If I change my mentality from this to this, you can feed yourself spiritually forever and a day. But if you do not feed yourself mentally, you only have full. You have made up of three parts: mind, body, and soul. Your mind is your mental. That's the knowledge that you have to pour within yourself. Your soul is as far as with wisdom. You have to fill that up as well. You have
right.
to be physically fit as well. So at the end of the day, when you're talking about a person who is educating themselves because he does not want to have a crabs in the barrel mentality, he wants to be able to exude and reach out. God does not want us to have a crabs in a barrel mentality, because when you go to meet God and your maker, the first thing that he is going to tell you is, how many people did you bring closer to Christ? These are for all my people who go to church every Sunday, but they don't feed themselves mentally education. They don't feed themselves education. They feed themselves spiritually. That's only a third of what you got going on in your life. You still have to live here on this earth. So when you feed yourself spiritually as well as mentally, now that's two thirds. Spiritually, now mentally, you're getting the education, you're reading, you're trying to go to other levels. The greatest thing that Jay-Z ever said when he met the owner of the New Jersey Nets, which is now the Brooklyn Nets, when he met him, Jay-Z thought that he stayed on the top floor. He thought he was at the top of the hotel that he was staying in. And the man told him, he said, oh, where are you staying at? He said, I'll stay over here. He said, oh, well, let me show you this. He took him to a whole nother part of the hotel. He didn't even know it existed. And when he took him to that other part of the hotel that he didn't even know existed, he was like, this is a whole nother floor. I didn't even know this was here. And he ended the article by saying, it goes to show you there is always another level that you don't know about.
Man, let's take a commercial break, boy. Man, let's take a commercial. Stop right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And I want you to hold that thought. We're going to get right back on that. I want you to elaborate on that, all right?
All right.
All right, let's go.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite services. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Go. Let me out. Go.
Hey yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You gotta have your bars ready, gotta have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You gotta be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Well, we back in the building, boy. It's the Windy City LB, baby. Oh, boy, you sound like you on a Titanic, man, at the flying time. I was like, I'm free. All that wind. I guess the phone went out because of the wind. Anyway, man, we're going to keep it moving, man. LB was telling us a story, man, about how we never knew about another level.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I apologize.
That's cool. That's cool.
Man, B, the truth of the matter is, B, I just like enjoying myself, B, you know? I just like enjoying myself. Life is so good, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people work so hard, but they don't take the time out to really just relax and enjoy the fruit of their labor. You know, hey, the bill going to be there regardless. Understand that. The bill is going to be there regardless. You know, sometimes you just got to know when to shut that thing down and come back at it again later. You know, you ain't got to go full-fledged in and always keep pushing forward. You know, sometimes you got to shut that thing down just to rejuvenate yourself and come back to it again and say, hey, you know, well, let me come at this a different way.
Wait, before you say that, tell me that part where you was like, Jay-Z said it's a whole nother, he was like, it was a whole nother level on the floor.
It's a whole nother level that we don't know about. And unfortunately, because we don't know about these other levels, we are only taught to achieve only a certain greatness. You have to understand this. We're only taught to achieve only a certain level of greatness. Not to be great, just to be good, not to be great. So I am striving to be great myself. But in a certain level of greatness, I'm trying to inspire other people to be great as well. I know myself that I cannot make it by myself. I know I cannot make it by myself. So me knowing that I can't make it just by myself, I have to pull other people along with me, because it takes other people in order for you to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve. It takes other people around you so you can achieve what you're trying to achieve. unfortunately, where the crabs in the barrel comes in at, again, understand this, where the crabs in the barrel comes in at, again, is one person that we all know, Jay-Z. They're trying to figure out, how does he get to this level of greatness? What makes him this man? How does he keep going to different heights? So the only way they can speculate is to turn around and associate with him with a devil-worshipping organization. Oh, he's part of the Illuminati. He's part of this. You never just gave a man and said, hey, the man works hard. The man wants to work hard. That's all. That's all he did was work hard. He made the right contacts. You didn't want to associate him with that. You wanted to associate him with something that has to deal with dealing with the devil. And unfortunately, that's sad, because at the end of the day, he's a mere mortal, a man, just like anybody else is. He's a man like anybody else. And what will make him have to resort to devil worshiping in order for him to achieve what he wants to achieve? He's just a man. He's nothing more, nothing less. He's just a man. So, the crabs in the barrel.
You know, I'm glad you said that, man, because I want to play this second clip. Hey, boy, you hitting dead on, boy. I'm going to play the second clip back for Eric Khan. And I want you to tell me, because I know you said with Jay, how we, you know, we say, yeah, that's the devil, that's that person, that's this, that's that. So I'm going to play the second clip, man. You tell me what you think about that, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Now let's look at the wealthy and the famous among us. No. I'm not here to knock our wealthy and our famous. I love them. But I want us to look at them. And I want them to look at themselves. Now, if we look at the Oprahs, the Cosbys, the Jay-Zs, Kimora, Lee Simmons, and the Fab Lane, and all of our beautiful sports and entertainment figures that are now multi-millionaires.
Yes.
Every one of these have good hearts, and every one of these are trying to do some good to give back to their communities. And that is an effort that we must applaud. Sorry about that. The man that owns the barrel could have pulled all the crabs out. But he gave only a few a doorway out so they could sell to the others the lie that they too can get out. And they have become a buffer between the angry black masses and white people of power and influence that got us looking at our own rich as though they betrayed us, when the wise demons behind them have used them as a buffer to protect them from the anger of the wise or the poor white, the poor black, the poor brown.
How you feeling about that?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You ain't dead on target. It's the have and the have not. The divide and conquer series.
people who have and have not. You know, and you got to really look at it in that mannerism of who has and who doesn't have. The have and have not. It was the divide. The division is they let a few people through who knew they was aspiring and trying to get somewhere, but they let them come through to make this. Now some of them were gangsters. They came and took it. They was like, man, listen, we gonna get there regardless.
What up, man?
We gonna get there regardless. So by any means necessary, we gonna be there. Period. So they let them through. But now you got people who is trying to get there, don't know the network in order to get to this area. So what do they do? They want to throw salt on them. As soon as they get a little cut, they want to throw the salt on their wound and make them holler. Oh, he bogus. He is. He a devil worshiper. He only got that because he got this, that, and the other. They telling the truth. It's a divide and conquer thing, man. It's dividing the few against the masses, and not understanding that, hey, listen, I'm doing my best in order to try to help my community, but I still got to help myself. Now don't get mistaken it. I still got to help myself. I still have to help myself. I still want to make sure that my family is comfortable and straight, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. But if I give you something to strive towards, you'll work towards that. Unfortunately, we take the negative route because we think, how did the Jay-Z get on? He got on through the drug dealer. And the drug dealer got him where he was educated enough to say, understand that, hey, listen, I can take something negative and turn it to a positive. Because trust me and believe me, America was a gangster. And they took what they had. They didn't get it by hard work and honesty. So they cut a few corners. Let me cut a few corners. But don't get mad because I cut the corner. Don't hate on me because I cut the corners to get something in order to give back to people. Don't get mad at that. Just be thankful that I'm a man and I made it happen in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
True. I give you that. And also, too, man, it was something
I wasn't get it, but I'm still saying to the people, man, it was something that was said that Farrakhan has stated was they only let certain people out. And the certain people that they do let out, they only do certain things. Because they know that person is not going to go all the way out to the thing, but you know.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
He said that they only let people out of the barrel because they know that certain people can't come back and reach back. And this is something that they led us to think or led us to believe. And that's why they start hating. Nobody said when you said Jay-Z, some of them, the Illuminati and the devil and all this stuff, whatever. But the thing is, too, it was something else that was stated, too, that I heard was that they'll take their money and go over to Africa and build these schools and, you know, do all these things, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Those are our people. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is, Chicago is one of the highest, and this is quoted from Dr. Umar Johnson, Chicago is rated one of the highest, most horrible schools in the United States of America. All these people, man, that's getting all that money, man, is not, they're not bringing it here and keeping it here to help us get up with that money. Which is their money. It's their money. They can do whatever they want to do, how they want to do it. But where is it going? You know what I'm saying? Chicago, for instance, we're supposed to be broke because Cook County now is Crook County, as we can see. You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting locked up left and right, man. Who going to be locked up next because of what? Money. They're taking the money and they're doing what they're doing with the money. These cameras that we have here is not even ours. They somewhere else from another country. And they getting paid off of us. China, is it China or Japan? It's one of them. They own like, what is that, 70% of Chicago, Illinois, because they helped us get out of the deficit that we are in. They are our landlords now. Crazy, right? But the crab in the barrel effect to me is that people don't want to see you get that knowledge. Once they see you get that knowledge, that's what they do. They shut you down and don't want to see you get ahead. But what was also stated to me is that I don't think that the crab is trying to pull the other crab down from here to the top. I think everybody see a light and they just trying to get up there. So they doing whatever they can to try to get out the pot. That's one thing. What I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play this, what clip did I play? I'm going to play this fourth clip, man. This fourth clip is a little bit long. It's about almost 4 minutes. So I want y'all to let me know what y'all think on that, too. All right.
A white author and political scientist, his name is Dr. Andrew Hacker, talked about this very same phenomenon. He wrote, quote, "We have a black middle class, but it only exists at the sufferance of white America." So I looked up the word sufferance. I just wanted to be sure that I understood what he was saying. He said it means patient endurance, especially of pain and distress. So, he said, we have a middle class, but it only exists out of our patience, our endurance, especially of the pain and distress at watching our former slaves strut their stuff.
Go ahead, Minister.
Riding the best that we make, living in the fine homes that we build. And some white folks say, how in the world could they have these things? And I can't have nothing like that.
That's right.
He goes on to say, quote, "We decide how many of you will be allowed and into which positions. And we decide how many of you is too many. And we pick Cosby. We pick Powell. We do that, and we are careful about the numbers," end quote.
Go ahead, Minister. Bring it, bring it. He's closing, Minister.
I didn't say it.
That's right.
So the chosen crabs owe some allegiance to the one who picked them out from the rest. And they make obeisance to the hand that took you out of the barrel. And that is why you can never be an effective spokesperson for the hurt of your people. Never, never can you go far enough, because if you displease the crab barrel master, you are afraid that he might put you back in the barrel and go pluck you out again. But God took me out of the barrel. To no master. I owe it all to God. And God will take us all out of the barrel.
And he will never take one out and not show the others that he can get them out too.
About that, LB.
Man, brother, listen here, man. I already told you. When you play the truth, you can't argue against the truth. How you gonna argue against the truth? Don't get mad at me. Get mad at that truth. A lot of people want to get mad at you. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the truth. The truth of the matter is, he's speaking the truth.
You say he's speaking the truth?
Hello?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
What'd you say? He's speaking the truth?
Truth. The capital T. Capital R.
Yes.
Capital U. Capital T. And capital H. What you know about that?
Crazy, D. You know, people, man, y'all can go check it out in its entirety, man. That was a full club I broke them down. You can go to YouTube. You know, I don't want to show no plagiarism or anything like that. Y'all can go to YouTube, and if y'all want to, you know, hear it all the way out without it being choppy, I'm going to play it again throughout the show. But just look it up. Message to the Black People, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, and he's talking about the crab in the barrel effect. Of what it is, and so he kind of like singled in on it, man. He talked about, matter of fact, it's called The Message of Black, Rich, and Famous by Honorable Minister Farrakhan. Man, I can't even say the word, man. I'm so tongue twisted. But y'all can go check that out, man. I'm gonna play it again. I'm gonna play them all four clips again, because people, y'all need to hear this, man. You know what I'm saying? We just stopped this crab in the barrel quick. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, man, he ended out, man, with his God, man. With God, man. You know, God is the one that, you know, woke you up and got you going. And, you know, why hate or downplay somebody else because of something that they got? That's yours. That's you. However you did to do it to get where you at, man, that's on you, man. You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to help me get to that level, thank you. If not, thank you. You know what I mean? I shouldn't be mad because this person got a pocket full of money and I don't. Maybe I have to, you know, I have to pay rent or something. That's probably why I'm broke. Maybe that person don't have rent. You know what I mean? You never know what that person is going through, man. You just know they're going. And you see them. You know what I mean? So, you know, all this crab in the barrel stuff, man, needs to stop, man. Then on top of that, they said that we didn't even invent this, man. When you look it up on Wikipedia, hey, man, you mind me reading that again for me? When you look up on Wikipedia,
one more time,
man, when you look on Wikipedia, man, we, as us Black people, man, African-American people, man, we tend to grab, you know, other cultures, poor habits. Right, or just say habits, period, man. The crab mentality, this is from Wikipedia, man. It's the phrase that was first coined by writer Ninotaka Rosca, okay? In reference to the phrase of the crab in the bucket, okay? Now, it was something that you had said earlier, LB. If you can't have it, if I can't have it, neither can you. The metaphor to saying that any individual, right, if you're doing something, basically, and I'm breaking it down in my own words, if you're doing something and I can't get it, I'm not even going to let you know how to do it. That's considered a crab in a barrel effect. And then what it is, man, they grab each other in a useless king of the hill. King of the hill meaning that who's on top, you know what I'm saying? You trying to reach the top. That's what you call the king of the hill. You know, you're meeting your goals, and you got to go through obstacles and things to get them out your way is what people use in that terminology. But if everybody's going the same way, why they just can't go either in a line structure or, you know, whoever the closest, let them go first. You turn around and pull that one up instead of letting that person be up there already, and then they turn around and grab each other to get down, and who can get up there first? It's a competition, and it's not cool, you know. And it's like, why us African American people? Why we keep on using this effect? You know what I'm saying? The worst it is that the crab mostly keeps is you down. The crab keeps you down. That's the worst thing that could happen. So what you got to do is when you see something like this, you got to get away from it. If you know that person, I don't care how much you love a person, but that person constantly bringing you down, why do you want to be around it? You need to question yourself about, is that really love? I don't want to see you doing it. LB, my thing is, man, I don't like you going out there on the boats, man. If I can't go, you shouldn't go either. How that sound?
Hey, listen, my type of mentality is you come on out here and kick it with me. All you have to do is open your mouth and ask. And if I'm out there, you can come on out there too. All you have to do is open your mouth.
That's
another thing. Pride is in three things, the downfall of a man: money, pride, and women. You don't open your mouth, that's true. You don't have enough pride to even ask me. You're not even prideful to even ask me, can come out here. I had a friend, and you know who the friend is, named Bernard. I bought a car from a lady friend that he was messing with. I bought a car from a woman that he was messing with. Now, we both didn't have cars. I made the deal with her. Here, I got some money right now. When I get my income tax money, I'll give you the rest. Can I get that car out of her driveway? She gave me that car out of her driveway. I drove that car. I drove that car all the way back to Chicago from Kankakee. To show you how much pride he had, he didn't even have enough pride to ask me, can I use the same car? We live in the same household. You don't have transportation, but you're too proud to get up here to even ask me for the car. From the ladies who you got it from. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the truth. The truth of the matter is your pride caught you up, not me. Your pride caught you up. My pride, I wasn't too proud. I wasn't too proud to ask that woman, hey, listen, I ain't got it all. But here's something. If I need to go somewhere, I'm not too proud to ask you, hey, man, I need $20. I need to get there somewhere.
So you think pride is a crab in a barrel, too?
Wow. Pride. Because you're too proud to even ask someone to help you. Instead of that, you rather gangster them and take it from them. Or talk about the man. Run his name through the mud. Pull him down. Because of pride. Majority of your friends don't want to see you successful. Majority of your friends don't want to see you doing good. Why is that? Why is the majority of your friends don't want to see you doing good?
That's sad, man. But people, man, we're talking about the crab in the barrel mentality on today's show. You want to call in, you can. We're down to the last hour. 347-838-9106. You got me and my co-host LB. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I'm going to rerun those you know, what Minister Farrakhan talking about, man, because every time I play, man, you get something out of it, man. So I'm playing the commercials, man, and then we're going to come back right into it again, man. Let's do it. Yeah. If I can get the...
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search
Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Go. Let me out. Go.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'akra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
If we look at the proverbial crabs in a barrel, the crabs are trying to get up. But another crab is pulling the crab down. Well, just suppose somebody is at the top of the barrel looking at the crab, watching the drama of the crab. And suppose he or she says, come, let us deal wisely with those crabs. Let's take a few out of the barrel and put them at the top of the barrel and let them look back down on the other struggling crab.
Go ahead, minister. Go ahead.
If we do that, it will give the other crabs the notion that they too can get out. That the crab that's at the top of the barrel didn't get out because of his own talent and ability alone. The crab got out because the master took him out and allowed him out for the master's purpose.
Man, can you elaborate on that for me, LB? He said master took him out the barrel. It wasn't because he got out. The master grabbed him and took him out the barrel. What do you think about that?
Man, listen. Repeat that one more time just so I can hear clarity.
My
say
man
that one
said,
more time.
He said, look, he said it wasn't that the crab got out of the barrel, meaning that the person didn't get out of the situation. Somebody's looking down on him, which is the master, say, you know what? I'm going to pull him out the tank. I'm going to pull him out the air. I'm going to let him get out. I'm going to pull him out. So do you mean to tell me that a person helped you get out that situation only for their own fair reason? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the thing about it is this. Unfortunately, a lot of times when the situation does have, people have ulterior motives, of saying, hey, you know, I want this instead of that, this person to be beneficial to me, so on and so forth. I don't see anything wrong with it, because at the end of the day, at some point in time, one thing you will know in your lifetime, you will be used. It's when you're misused is the problem. When you're misused is the misunderstanding. Because I came into this thing with clarification of saying, hey, listen, I just want to get somewhere. And someone seen an opportunity in me. Now, it's up to me, once that man pulls me out, whatever his reason for pulling me out, hey, that's his reason. But it's up to me to make something of the situation so I can go further than what I was going, what I'm at right now. It's up to me to go further than where I'm at right now. That man did nothing but give me an opportunity. For whatever reasons, it may, he may have thought it was going to benefit him, yes. But if I can't take those benefits and make it beneficial to me in the same breath of air, then that's when it becomes a problem. And it's not a problem with him. It's a problem with myself, because I didn't learn how to take something to make it beneficial to myself. Everything that is a negative, everything is a negative. It's not just a negative. It can also be turned around to be a positive. But you have to learn how to make something into more of a positive situation.
So, as in other words, you don't consider, I don't care how he labeled it, he said master pulled him out the barrel, right? So, everybody uses everybody for whatever reason. So we could say that's not really the crab in the barrel effect right there. So we could take that crab out, right? So that's not a crab in the barrel effect, right?
I mean, it is a crab in the barrel effect, because it's either you getting pulled down or you being pulled up. We're all crabs. And what end of the spectrum are you going to be in? Are you going to be pulled up, or are you going to be the one being pulled down? What end of the spectrum are you going to be in? I would hope that someone would pull me up. My friend Adonis pulled me up by saying, hey, I need you at church on this day. And when you come to church, now it's up to you to make it beneficial to yourself. I did my part. I brought you here. I brought you to church. I brought you out of that slum. I brought you out of that slave mentality that you have. Now, it's up to yourself to keep yourself out of that mentality. It ain't up to me. I did my part. Now, if you fall back down, which we all fall short, we all fall, it's up to you to realize that, hey, I fell. I need to get back up. I need to get myself realigned. We're dealing with people in this world. You have to help one another, but you also have to be willing to help yourself. A lot of times we want to blame other people for our downfalls instead of looking inward and saying, hey, what did I contribute in order for contribute to myself in order for me to fall? It's like a woman in a relationship. When she gets a divorce, the first thing she was, yeah, I got a divorce. I got rid of such and such and such and such. Yeah, okay, that's good. And he did this and he did that and he did this and he did that. She said nothing but negative stuff. And the first thing I asked her, well, what did you do wrong? So first thing I asked her, what did you do wrong? I ain't do nothing wrong. I cooked, I cleaned, move out the man, yada, you feel, cooked and clean with attitude. You may have been nagging too much. Yeah, you may have cooked and cleaned, but you were just going through the motions of stuff. Was your heart into it? Was your spirit into it? So, with the crabs in the barrel, you have to understand what side of the barrel are you on. Who is pulling in? Who's pulling you up? And are you trying to remain up?
So, I mean, would you care about anybody pulling you up, as long as you get out the pot, or are you just saying they got to be particular people to pull me up? Or are you just trying to get out the pot, is what I'm asking.
Well, you know, the pot kind of hot. He ain't gonna lie to you. When he turned that fire on, that pot kind of hot. So I might have to get up off this situation here. So, yeah, I do care. But to a certain degree, no, I shouldn't be able to worry about who's going to pull me up out of here. As long as I get up out of here. Now, it's up to me to make that turn that situation into something positive. You have to really, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but at the end of the day, I got to really look at it in this light. Do I want a better lifestyle? Does the average man really want to sell drugs? No, he does not want to sell drugs. He doesn't want to go through all that rigmarole. He does not want to sell drugs. But he sold them. And unfortunately, it's what you do with your money that makes you either stay in that position or rise above that position.
Okay.
You have to look at both sides of the coin. You can stay a drug dealer for all in a day, but what's the consequence of staying in that drug dealer's position? If someone offers you an out and says, hey, you can take your money and invest it in this. That's somebody at least giving me an option to say, hey, you can come up. Guys, up to you on whether if you're going to come up and whether you're going to pay up. Because I gave you an option. You can go left or you can go right. I gave you an option. It's still up to you at the end of the day.
Right, man, that's hot.
We can't dwell in nothing but negative all the time. And even a negative is a positive. I got into a car accident. Well, how did I get into the accident? Was it my fault? Was I not paying attention? Well, the person rear-ended me. Or did you look in your rearview mirror when you were driving? Did you use all of your mirrors when you were driving? Because if you was using all of your mirrors, that may have been an accident that you could have been avoided.
So you think that a person that's a crab in a barrel, a person ain't paying attention?
Sometimes they're not paying attention. Sometimes they're not paying attention.
Okay.
And then they wanna cry. They want to cry about a situation. They say, oh, this is messed up. Oh, that's messed up. He did this to me. They did that. No, you did it to yourself. Because you didn't pay attention. You didn't look at the signs on the wall.
Okay,
so at the end of it all, it wasn't just them. You contributed to the downfall of yourself.
Okay, now you said the downfall. So if that person helps you get out of the situation and you mess up and you fall back down, so it's really your fault. So it's like, yes, a crab in a barrel, but it's not. And that's cool. But before you answer that, I'm gonna play the second clip. So we get
okay.
I want to kind of knock them out, all right? And people, what we talk about today is, man, the crab in the barrel mentality. So if y'all guys don't want to call in, you know, if you do, that's cool. But I know people listening in, so that's even better. You know what I mean? And I know y'all going to be hitting me up later on. I already know this. But the number here is 347-838-9106. If you want to talk to us, you can. If you want to add your input on it, you can. Other than that, I'm going to play this second clip, man. Minister Farrakhan, man, is kind of breaking down the crab in the barrel with rich folks and black folks, how we got this mentality. All right, let's go.
Now let's look at the wealthy and the famous among us. No. I'm not here to knock our wealthy and our famous. I love them. But I want us to look at them. And I want them to look at themselves. Now, if we look at the Oprahs, the Cosbys, the Jay-Z's, Kimura, Lee Simmons, and the Fab Lane, and all of our beautiful sports and entertainment figures,
that are now multi-millionaires.
Yes.
Every one of these have good hearts, and every one of these are trying to do some good to give back to their communities. And that is an effort that we must applaud. But, sorry about that. The man that owns the barrel could have pulled all the crabs out. But he gave only a few a doorway out so they could sell to the others the lie that they too can get out. And they have become a buffer between the angry black masses and white people of power and influence that got us looking at our own rich as though they betrayed us, when the wise demons behind them have used them as a buffer to protect them from the anger of the wise or the poor white, the poor black, the poor brown.
What do you think about that? He said they used that as a buffer, man.
Yeah. They did it. But see, the thing about it is, how you doing, so? Are you wise enough in order to recognize that you were being you? See, a lot of times we don't even realize that we're being you. Are you wise enough to realize that you are being you? I know in certain instances I'm being you. But as long as I get what I got coming from me and then take that and then go above and beyond, that's a big difference. Are you able to use what you got? If you can't use what it's like this. My father used to tell me this all the time when I was a kid. About 7-8 years ago, when we were working together, and he used to always tell me, don't try to control everything. Just control your interest. Don't try to control everything. Control your interest. Meaning, what you're trying to get out of the situation in order to make them situation better. You can't control this whole thing. This is a system set in place. You have to learn how to play chess instead of checkers and move strategically so you can get to that next level. And hopefully in the process, you are one of those crabs that will reach down in the bucket to pull somebody up. We're all being used. Somebody's using Farrakhan just for knowledge. He ain't giving nothing back to him, but he's more than happy to give that people the knowledge, because why? What he's building is a lot greater than himself. So he doesn't mind that. We got to get out of that mentality we've been messed over with all the time, too. We got to get over that mentality. I get into a fight, hey, listen, I get knocked down, that's up to me to get the fuck back up. It ain't up to nobody else to tell me to get up. It's up to me to get back up. Shake that stuff off and keep it moving. Keep bobbing and weaving. I don't have a problem with using someone as long as I don't misuse them. I don't have a problem with somebody using me, just don't misuse me. That's what we have to fall out. That's why I misunderstand something, because you're misusing me. Yes, they divided us up, the rich against the poor. And of course it's more poor than it is rich.
1% of a billion make it. Come on, man. Of course. But at the end of the day, what are you doing with what you got? And how are you affecting change? Why do I like Jay-Z? Because at the end of the day, he may not give me a dime, but he gave me some knowledge in order for me to ponder and think about something. It's up to me to make that change now. It's up to me to make that go in a different direction. It ain't up to him. He did his part. He's trying to affect the masses.
Makes sense, boy. Makes sense. I tell you what, man, let's take a quick commercial break, man. We'll come back in. We're going to dissect the last two of them, man.
Okay.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready, got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. It got to be entertaining, bro. Go to WesternWorld1.com. That's WesternWorld1.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WesternWorld1.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'akra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Now, see, now those that are really rich, they can't get the other crabs out.
Listen.
And unfortunately, most are afraid.
That's right.
To even attempt to get the other crabs out. They want in with the barrel owners.
because their comfort level is not in the barrel, but their comfort level is with those who took them out. So they don't have the strength to say, come out of her, because they're too deep in. They can't say, come out of the world and let's be with Christ. I mean, really say it. Of course they can say it. Everybody is saying Jesus. This is the end thing.
That's right.
It's big business to preach Jesus. But it won't be big business to live Jesus. If you take the courage to tell the people, come out. You can be in it, but let's not be of it. Come out.
Okay. Hey, man, so do you believe that?
Most definitely. I believe that wholeheartedly. They don't have the courage in order to, because their way of life, prime example, NBA basketball player. When they sign their contract, they sign themselves into slavery. Why did they sign themselves into slavery? NBA, National Basketball Association, how many trillion dollars? Not billion, trillion dollars do they generate? Let's do some math. How much is LeBron James being paid? Give me some figures. How much is LeBron James being paid? If he's being paid XYZ millions of dollars for 2-3 years to play on a team, millions of dollars, and then you start dividing that up with the, how much the other players are being paid, the coaches, the staff, the buildings. We're just talking about one franchise, National Basketball Association is a trillion, if not a quadrillion dollar business. I need you to act accordingly. I need you to act accordingly, like I want you to act, not the way I want you want to act. You just can't go out there and say anything. The Trayvon Martin verdict came down, nobody said anything. Hey, they made a ruffle of feathers. But nobody from the NBA, National Basketball Association, said anything. They didn't go out there and protest. They didn't say he was a murderer. They didn't do anything. They had to sit their ass down and take it. Because why? The National Basketball Association told them, you got to sit down. You can't say anything. And you better not say anything. Because if you do, you jeopardize an XYZ million of dollars. And who wants to jeopardize their livelihood? Understand this. Who wants to jeopardize their livelihood? Nobody wants to jeopardize their livelihood.
Nobody.
Let's be clear about that. Nobody wants to jeopardize their livelihood. So I'm going to sit down and I'm going to shut up. And I ain't going to say not a darn thing. I'm not going to say anything. Certain musicians can't say stuff. Rick Ross wanted to say whatever he wanted to say. They snapped his endorsement. No, you can't say that. As a matter of fact, to show you, you feel Negro, we're going to take this much money away from you. And if you say anything else about it, we're going to sue you for this much.
Wow. So now we got
it goes. I'm a crabs in the barrel. And we watch movies, but we don't dissect the movie. Big difference. We'll watch a movie for the entertainment factor, but we'll not dissect the movie. And what I mean by dissect means to take it and break it apart, different sections. You have to be able to break something down. You know? And don't just take things for granted. This is show business. It is a business. And their business is to entertain. That's their business, is to entertain. But in the same breath of air, let me give it to you like this before you ask a question. In the movie Cadillac Records, turned around and said, "Here's your advance. I'm gonna give you an advance on your record." He said, "No, don't give me an advance. Just pay me what you owe me. I own me. I don't let nobody else own me." Ask the question.
Okay. Now, with that, I'm gonna ask you: can we put these in the crab in a barrel? Anxiety, depression, fatigue. What else can I say here? Where can I put this? Religion. Blaming other people for your own actions. I think that blaming other people for your own actions pretty much sum all that, right? Do you think that all that could be put in the barrel? You know, stressing out, stress period. Do you think that could all have the effect of the crab in the barrel? You think while one's pulling you down while you're trying to get up, that's stressful to you?
Yeah, stress can play a big part in a lot of things, but you can't let it deter you. But stress can play a big part in a lot of things that we have out here, but you can't let it deter you. That's the big thing. You know, how are you letting it affect you? You know, and why are you letting it affect you to that degree? You have to really look at it like that. You know, how are you alleviating stress? What is your way to get away? What is your enjoyment?
I'm glad you said that, because don't you know that you have stress, stress buildup in your body, right? It's two kinds of stress. It's good stress and bad stress. The good stress is that burst of adrenaline, that stress, that happy kick, like when you get on a roller coaster and you get that scary rush feeling. That's a different good. That's a good type of stress. A bad type of stress is, man, I ain't got no money, I'm broke. I need to do this, I need to do that, and you worrying about it, and it's like you can do something about it, but you only got to wait till it's your time, right? Don't you know it's like these things, like this is how you put, like, you know how that candy that melts in your mouth and the peppermint melts?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that look like those tentacles, man, to be on your stress reliever, that when you stress in the wrong way, that stuff actually, the enzymes on that stress melts away into your system. And when it melts away into your system, it messes up your body. It starts clogging up things. Don't you know when you stress, your body shuts down? And when your body shuts down, you can't function. You have severe heart attacks, chronic headaches, you don't care no more. Depression kicks in. And when you don't care no more, it's like, why even try? That's why I said, is that stress in the crab in the barrel? Because if that let's say you the crab at the total bottom of the totem pole, or the king of the hill, you the bottom, and you're trying to get up. That means you the last person. So that means that you got to go up one person before you can get pulled down. and you stressing to just get past that one person that you can't even get past, your body shut down. So it's like, why do you even try if you stressing?
Mm.
So that's why I want to add that into the crab in the barrel. You know, saying it don't necessarily mean that a person is trying to pull you down. You could pull yourself down. You could be your own crab in that barrel that don't want to get ahead. I'm going to play this last clip here, man. It's a nice little length. It's about 4 minutes, man, but I want to dissect that, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to add to that before I play the clip, or are you good?
No. Go ahead.
All right, cool. So, I mean, so do you kind of agree with that stress in the barrel? Like, you could be your own crab in that barrel?
Almost definitely. A lot of times, you are your own crab. You are your own worst enemy. You are your own worst enemy.
Wow. All right, man. Let me play that fourth one then. Here you go.
A white author and political scientist, his name is Dr. Andrew Hacker, talked about this very same phenomenon. He wrote, quote, "We have a black middle class, but it only exists at the sufferance of white America." So I looked up the word sufferance. I just wanted to be sure that I understood what he was saying. He said it means patient endurance, especially of pain and distress. So, he said, we have a middle class, but it only exists out of our patience, our endurance, especially of the pain and distress at watching our former slaves strut their stuff.
Go ahead, Minister.
Riding the best that we make.
Man.
Living in the fine homes that we build. And some white folks say, how in the world could they have these things? And I can't have nothing like that.
That's right.
He goes on to say, quote, "We decide how many of you will be allowed and into which positions. And we decide how many of you is too many. And we pick Cosby. We pick Powell. We do that, and we are careful about the numbers," end quote.
Go ahead, Minister. Bring it. He's closing, Minister.
I didn't say it.
That's right.
So the chosen crabs owe some allegiance to the one who picked them out from the rest. And they make obeisance to the hand that took you out of the barrel. And that is why you can never be an effective spokesperson for the hurt of your people. Never, never can you go far enough, because if you displease the crab barrel master, you are afraid that he might put you back in the barrel and go pluck you out again. But God took me out of the barrel. To no master. I owe it all to God. And God will take us all out of the barrel.
And he will never take one out and not show the others that he can get them out too.
Wow. So what's your thoughts on that, Doc?
Man. Like I said earlier, first and foremost, he reads. If he didn't understand something, he turned around and said, let me make sure that I understand what he's saying. First and foremost, let me understand. I understand what he's saying. Second of all, he spoke about the crab in the barrel, the master of the crab in the barrel. You have to understand who controls the system. Who are the founders, who are not founders of America, but who created America? We had this conversation before. Andrew Carnegie, Rockefeller, and who is the third person?
Is it Rockefeller Edison?
Edison. Yeah. Electricity. The gentleman who created a system. A system. Financial institutions run this country. Not politicians. Financial institutions. He who controls the money controls you. I don't know if anybody has heard of this. Some people have, some people haven't. He who has the gold rule, and it's called the golden rule. He who has the gold rules. So now, understand this. I'm the person, I got the goal, I tell you what to do. Because why? You're going to want to do this goal. So you can be happy. The moment that you're not complying to what I want going on, I got to take some of that goal back. I'm going to make you feel that pressure. I'm going to make you feel that flux. Now the difference between someone who is educated and someone who is not. An educated person knows where they stand at in the degree of things. They know where they stand at in the degree of things. So that means I know wholeheartedly where I stand at in the scheme of things. So when things do go down, I can make a calculated decision to go left or go right, where it won't affect me that much. Meaning, I know I'm a crab, I know I'm in the barrel, and I know